the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you.
It's time now for Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people incorporate their faith into their everyday lives. The program is underwritten by St. Vincent Health, providing the spirit of caring through 20 health ministries that serve 46 central Indiana counties, and by Marian University, offering Catholic and academic excellence in the Franciscan and liberal arts traditions.
May the Lord's peace be with you.
Hi, this is Jim Ganley. Our co-host today is MJ Crowder, and I'm excited. I want to hear part two.
Part two. This is fun for us. We were doing this all the way through Lent, but last week, our guest on Faith in Action, Dina Furchman, we chatted, and she's a big pro-life advocate here in Indianapolis. We're blessed to have you. Welcome,
thank you.
Welcome. And welcome back for a second follow-up to last week's interview. And I'm going to give our listeners just a quick little P.S. I would encourage you to go back on the website and listen to all of it. But if you don't have that luxury right now, basically, Dina's parents escaped from Poland and Croatia, went to Argentina, and then to Puerto Rico there, and eventually to the United States. But at 12 years old, the tender age of 12 years old, Dina took quite a courageous stand for pro-life against abortion and was instrumental, actually, in getting an advertisement for an abortion clinic removed from the air in Puerto Rico. God bless you for that. I'm impressed. What you said last week is the 12-year-olds have a lot more courage and of mm-hmm. conviction than we give them credit for.
Yeah, absolutely. All we have to do is give them the truth, tell them the truth in an age-appropriate way,
yes,
and then just give them the freedom to go,
and let the guardian angels and God take over from there. So let's fast forward to today, because you have lived two or three lives, I think, all packed into one. Because off air, you were telling us that you joined the Naval Academy.
No, I was in the West Point.
Oh, West Point.
Army.
Oh, gosh.
You cannot make that mistake.
No, I have a brother who's a Marine. And when I say, mm-hmm. when you were in the Army, and he looks at me like, oh, yeah. Okay,
besides all of that,
there's
a paratrooper.
Yes.
Jumping
my,
from.
My goodness.
Oh, dear. And she's so
from
tiny.
A perfectly good airplane.
Yes.
Okay, so what kept you grounded, if you will, excuse the pun, mm-hmm. in pro-life activities? Because you took a stand at such a very young, tender age, but still to this day are incredibly active in pro-life activities. So what was it that carried you through? This is really kind mm-hmm. of a life's mission for you.
Yeah, it is. Well, I believe that God gives every person a mission in life, a calling, something that is that in your heart you feel that you have to do. And if everybody did what they're called to do, then we would be so much closer to heaven. And I feel that my calling has always been to speak up for the little ones, not only for the little ones, but for their mothers and for their fathers and for those who have suffered from an abortion decision.
You know, I read that sentence in your bio, and I absolutely loved it and identified with it completely, because you say those people mm-hmm. that are involved in an abortion decision, and we talk about the women, but we don't talk about so much mm-hmm. the fathers, the men that are involved, sometimes the parents mm-hmm. that are unwilling partners in a decision like this. So I'm glad that you addressed the whole situation. I want you to tell us a little bit about your ministry, a little bit about your teaching. There's so much here, mm-hmm. and we have such a short time. So you actually went to Ball State University for a short period of time.
I was asked to speak to the Students for Life at Ball State University on
yes.
two occasions. And the second time, the first time I came and I gave them a conference basically on the basic facts of abortion. You know,
this
the statistics.
At Ball State.
This
I'm
is
at
Ball
public
State.
University.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. The second time I was invited to come speak about basically give them a class on pro-life apologetics, how to defend the pro-life position from the secular standpoint.
Okay, perfect.
So as I'm in the conference room and I'm teaching this class, a young lady came in and she was very, very pro-choice, pro-abortion. And she was very intelligent. She had a big stack of research, and a lot of it was similar to what I had. So we had the same information. But what I noticed is that her logic was so twisted. Her reasoning was just not, it wasn't right. She had been completely influenced by, you know, the culture of death.
And how long ago was this?
Oh, goodness. I would say this was about 6 years ago.
Okay.
6 or 7 years ago. And as she was speaking, I realized it's too late for her. She has been so... she has completely bought the lie.
Sure.
Now, that doesn't mean that later on in life she won't change her mind. But at that point, I felt if somebody could have reached her when she was still young and innocent, and she would have learned the truth when she was young, then nobody would have fooled her later on in college. So
Very
at that
good.
Point,
Very
I realized
good.
We have got to teach our children when they're young. So the way that God makes things work, right after that, the principal at our school asked that I start giving a class to the sixth graders, a pro-life class to the sixth graders. Now, I thought that was too young.
Because well, how old is a sixth grader?
About 11.
Interesting. And you were 12 when you made this
yes,
stand.
Yes, yes. But remember, when I heard the word abortion at 12, it crushed me. And I certainly don't want to cause that kind of pain
sure.
to other children.
So you thought maybe they were a tad young.
I thought maybe they were. But the sister, she really wanted me to give the class. So I gave the class, but I kept it at a very high level. And I asked them, how many of you know what abortion is? And do you know that almost every single one of them knew?
Oh, yeah.
And then I realized, oh, the principal was right. We do need to start teaching. So I started teaching a course to the sixth graders, very high level, basically teaching them about the dignity of life and look how much God loves each and every one of us and how we all have value. And then I talked to them about abortion, very high level, nothing graphic. And then their service project is to put a display in front of the church. It's the Memorial Day for the Unborn. So every year for the last 7 years, all the sixth graders, we go out there and they plant the 4,000 flags and they put up the signs. And that is
Where
how
do
they
plant the 4,000?
On the corner of Oak Ridge and 146, right in front of our church, of Our Lady of Mount Carmel.
Okay, so yeah, we actually had a Faith in Action, and someone, one of the priests mentioned seeing those flags out there. And I thought, why? I asked him, why, how many, the number of flags? And he said, because they looked right, and they just about fit, and there wasn't mm-hmm. any rhyme or reason to it. But what a visual stand, mm-hmm. what a visual stand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm impressed that little... when we say little kids, 11, 12 years old. But I remember taking my confirmation when I was 9 years old and thinking very seriously. I took it very seriously at 9 years old. So being 11 and 12 years old, understanding abortion, when you think that kids are sexually active at, and we're talking eighth graders, mm-hmm. and this was, my son's 30 years old, but I remember parents getting together and talking when he was in the eighth grade about kids that were sexually active. And this would have been 20, 25 years ago, mm-hmm. for pity's sake. So they're obviously not too young for this. Dina mm-hmm. Furchman, our guest today on Faith in Action. I keep looking at the time because there's so much I want to talk about and it runs so quickly. You actually have a ministry, I mm-hmm. understand. And I want to hear more about it. So tell us a little bit
okay.
about it.
Well, Our Lady of Mount Carmel gave me the opportunity to start teaching at their sixth graders. And then also to start giving a course, a 5-day course to their eighth graders to prepare them for high school. So during these 5 days that I have with these kids, we talk about the basic facts about abortion. And by the end of those couple of days when we talk about that, and we keep the class very, very entertaining and fun, except for the parts that cannot be fun,
right.
the parts that are sad. But after we go through that and they see the pictures, those children are filled with righteous anger about what they're seeing.
Do you know what's interesting? We had Mark Tuttle as a guest on Faith in Action a couple weeks ago, and he said something interesting. I think I said something kind of naive. I said, what happens when you get a young girl who comes through the door and her parents are making her have an abortion? What do you say? And he said something that just shocked me, and I need you to address this because we couldn't address it on air. He said this after. But he said, it's not usually that way anymore. He said, we have such a narcissistic society that he said, often it's the parents who come in with the girl and are insisting she have the abortion. And I'm thinking, these are people my age. So when I was 16, 17, 18, it was the shame of having a child. That's why you had an abortion, because it was the shame. But we've gotten past that already. And teenagers or 20-year-olds don't really, there's no shame in being pregnant anymore. How do you address, because you're talking to 10, 11, 12, 13, 14-year-olds, but how do you address the issue of the parents who, yeah, talk to that for a minute. Dina Furchman,
yes.
our guest today on Faith in Action. Oh, we've got a couple minutes, but But that's, it seemed to me, at least according to Mark Tuttle, we need to address that issue.
Well, this is how we addressed it at our parish. The parents of the eighth graders have a mandatory parent meeting before I teach their children, and I teach them. You see, a lot of people simply don't know what abortion really is, because it is such an ugly subject that nobody looks at it. And when I present it to the parents, a lot of times it's the first time they've seen it.
Okay, so are you, what you're saying is that a lot of parents are thinking that this is like scraping away a scab, that it's not really a baby, that it's, I mean, what kind of things are you running into? That type of thing? Or an unwillingness to acknowledge that it really is a baby?
I think it's more an unwillingness to acknowledge.
Now, Dina, you're talking about classes that you teach at our Lady of Mount Carmel, right?
Right. I have had the opportunity to teach the classes at several places, but my parish has given me...
Are you available, other people listening to the program right now saying, gee, how do we get her to come to our parish or our school and talk?
Contact information.
Absolutely, sure.
Yeah.
Well, I would ask them to visit my website, which is defendlife.org, but there's a little hyphen there between the defend and life. So it's defend-life.org.
And that's how our listeners can get in touch with
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. In we just have really a little over a minute left. Dina, God bless you for being our guest today.
Yeah.
What would you like to toss out there? What did we not mention that you need to say?
Well, that it is not too late to teach high school students, and I have been blessed to have the opportunity to teach our youth ministry, our high school youth ministry at Our Lady of Mount Carmel with marvelous results, one of them being that many of the students then end up being the members of the Teens for Life clubs in their high schools, so they go on to spread the message. And I will be delighted to share this ministry with anybody that is interested.
Dina, thank you so much for being our guest today.
We'll be right back with the second half of our program. We'll be featuring information about the Rachel's Vineyard program and an upcoming Rachel's Vineyard retreat. This program is made possible by Peyton Manning Children's Hospital at St. Vincent, providing parents with answers to kids' health questions from a registered nurse 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 317-338-KIDS. More information is available at kidshealthline.com. And remember, for answers to kids' health questions 24 hours a day, it's 317-338-KIDS, a service of Peyton Manning Children's Hospital at St. Vincent.
Our guest today on Faith in Action is Christine Harrington, and we're here chatting about Rachel's Vineyard. God bless you, and welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you for having me, MJ. I'm just honored and humbled to be here.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about you first before we hear about Rachel's Vineyard. So what side of town do you live on? What parish do you belong to?
Well, I live in Fishers, Indiana, with my son, Luke, who is 21 now.
Oh.
I can't believe it. And I grew up on the west side, St. Michael Parish, but now I'm at St. Luke's on the north side.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a family service advisor for the Catholic cemeteries, along with the pro-life, full circle.
Oh, my goodness, that is full circle. So would you be the person I'd call if I need to buy a burial plot or something?
Absolutely.
Oh, dear. Planning. I have to do that eventually, I think. Okay, so Rachel's Vineyard, for our listeners that don't know anything about Rachel's Vineyard, we're going to tell them a little bit about it today, give them a little teaser about it. But how did you get involved? So how did this come onto your radar?
Well, I'll tell you, MJ, after my second abortion, I had two, my mother gave me Monsignor Shadle's business card.
Oh, yeah.
For 15 years, I kept that business card on my desk. And after my abortions, I felt like I was probably excommunicated from the church.
Sure. Yeah.
So I quit going. And every day I looked at that card, and my mother never said another word to me. It took me 15 years to finally get up the courage to call Monsignor Shadle and make an appointment to talk to him about forgiveness and healing. And through all those years, MJ, I went through depression, a spiritual disconnect, even a disconnect from my own son, because I didn't feel worthy to even be his mother after having two previous abortions.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because I think we hear, and I say we, everyone, hears that an abortion will solve all your problems. It will take away an unwanted problem. And hearing you talk, the disappointment or the grief is palpable in regret. And this is not what we hear on through the normal channels of the media and the pro-choice people. This is supposed to be, an abortion is something that's supposed to eliminate stress from your life.
I can't agree with you more, MJ. I bought into that theory early on and felt like that the abortion was my only choice.
Your only out, your only
option.
Only
choice.
Right.
And after the abortions, especially the second one, because the doctor actually told me I was carrying twins, and I asked to stop, and he said too late. And the torment and grief I felt for years after both of those abortions, as you said, we weren't told that on the pro-choice side. Was supposed to not happen.
Sure.
And it does. It's emotionally damaging in many ways. Not only that, but spiritually as well.
So you get rid of a child, but the baggage that you carry is...
For the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life. And so Rachel's Vineyard, and so you called Monsignor Schadl, and Rachel's Vineyard, was that something that he suggested you might get in touch with this group, you might go on a retreat? What was Rachel's Vineyard?
Well, if you can imagine, just even having the courage to go in and talk to Monsignor Schadl about that was overwhelming in itself. And then to have to go through a confession on top of it, it was a two-hour confession.
But what a wonderful priest. What a wonderful... Your mother, God bless her for having, for marrying the two of you up, if you will, and you having the fortitude to make the call and go visit him.
It's God's blessing. I was expected to be told I would be excommunicated, and that's not what I got from Monsignor Schadl. It was love and kindness, and I was so overwhelmed with his love and kindness. And at the end, he handed me a brochure, and he said, Christine, I really want to encourage you to think and pray about this retreat. I know it will help you. And it was a brochure on Rachel's Vineyard. And the ironic thing, in God's providence, the day I saw Monsignor Schadl was the anniversary of Roe versus Wade, and I didn't even know it. He told me that.
Oh, my goodness.
So is that not God's providence?
That was God's providence. Obviously God's providence. So did you go on that retreat then?
I did go, but I have to tell you that I talked myself in and out of it 1,000 times.
Oh, sure. Hopefully it wasn't too far in the future, because I'm thinking that it would... In my mind, it would have to be a couple weeks off, because you're too much thinking about it, you'd back out of it.
It was in March.
Okay, all right.
So I had a couple of months to mull it around.
Yeah, okay.
And I talked myself in and out of it 1,000 times. Other than my parents, nobody else knew that I had ever had abortions. So I was trying to figure out, how am I going to position this so my son doesn't know?
Sure. Sure.
And at the time, he was 15 years old, and we had never even discussed this part of my life. So I told him I was going on a spiritual retreat.
Perfect. Okay.
That, yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Through the church. And but again, I knew what I was going to have to face, and I was trying to weigh in my mind what was worse, facing the pain of what I did through the abortion, or getting through that and experience the healing that Monsignor said I would have.
Christina, where does the name Rachel's Vineyard come? For people that aren't familiar with that, that sounds like an unusual name for a retreat.
There's a psychologist in Pennsylvania that actually wrote this retreat herself, Teresa Burke. I had the honor of meeting her.
Oh, my.
Yes. And she was the one that designed the whole program around Rachel's Vineyard. And she actually wrote it like within days and started facilitating the retreats on her own. She's a trained psychologist. And what's interesting about all of this is, even myself, I had been in and out of counseling, couldn't figure out what was wrong with me.
Uh-huh.
Not one time did a therapist ever ask me had I had an abortion. Mm-hmm. And Teresa found a connection in her practice between abortions and addictions and depression and suicidal thoughts.
Oh my gosh, you're going through this list, this litany of things, and nobody hears about this when they're walking into Planned Parenthood or they're considering this. We need so much more awareness. If you're just now tuning in, our guest today, Christine Harrington, talking about Rachel's Vineyard. I know there's a retreat coming up, and I want to get it in a couple times, at least this segment. When is the retreat, and how does one find out information about it?
The retreat is March 21st through the 23rd, and they can reach out by calling 317-452-0054. That's 317-452-0054, and they can get the information and the cost.
And you mentioned the Archdiocesan website as well?
The Archdiocese's website under the Pro-Life tab will give the information, or they can go to Rachel's Vineyard website, which is www.rachelsvineyard.com, and all of the retreats listed nationwide are there.
Now, what sort of things do you talk about at a retreat? I mean, how long a retreat is this? A couple of days?
It's a couple of days, and it is the most powerful healing retreat. It absolutely changed my life, and since then I volunteer as a facilitator for the Rachel's Vineyard retreats, and God is present and He changes lives through this. We do living scriptures and we enact them out, and to me, as when I went through Rachel's Vineyard retreat, that was one of the most powerful things I'd ever went through, is going through the living scriptures.
You know, as you were listing the things, the results of abortion, the after effects, it seemed to me like this ought to be like on a carton of cigarettes, you know, the carcinogens, this is a cancer causing blah, blah, blah. It seems to me like you ought to be handed a sheet of paper, or there ought to be a billboard outside that says the results or the after effects of our depression.
Anxiety,
addictive behavior,
suicide,
all of these things. And there isn't this information out there. But yet millions of women are affected, and we don't know what's going on. I mean, this is, we have people who come through. Anyway, I'm going to get on my soapbox here, and you're the guest. Our guest today, Christine Harrington, we're talking about Rachel's Vineyard. And we do want to give the website one more time. But so what kind of people are you expecting? What kind of people would you think would benefit most from this retreat? What would it look like at the end? And another thing I want to ask is, we don't address, or maybe Rachel's Vineyard does, we don't address the other people involved in this abortion decision. And I'm talking about the men involved. Do you know a place that can be addressed, that men can go for, because they need help too? A lot of men are involved in these kinds of decisions.
Some of the past retreatants have obviously been the men who felt like they were supporting their girlfriend or their wife by the abortion, only to find out that that's not what they thought support would look like. So they have a lot of regret and so much grief and sorrow over the abortion. So men come.
Oh, to the retreats? Men come to the retreats?
Yes, they come to the retreats.
Okay, so it's not just for women only. Okay. Now, who should we just have a little over a minute left. So who should be coming to this retreat?
Anyone that abortion has touched, a sibling, my son, was greatly affected when he found out, a spouse, a mother that took her daughter to have an abortion.
I'm so glad you said that, because this kind of piggybacks with what we've been talking about the last couple of weeks, that it's not just the girl, it's the parents, it's the siblings, it's the children, okay, God bless you. So men and women.
Yes.
Our guest today, Christine Harrington, Rachel's Vineyard Retreat, when is it? Where can they get information?
It's March 21st through the 23rd, and the phone number is 317-452-0054, 317-452-0054. You can check the Archdiocese's website and, of course, www.rachelsvineyard.com.
Thank you so much for being our guest today. God bless you, and may the Lord's peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten by St. Vincent Health. providing the spirit of caring through 20 health ministries that serve 46 central Indiana counties, and by Marion University, offering Catholic and academic excellence in the Franciscan and liberal arts traditions. To suggest a guest or a topic for this program, call us at 317-870-8400.
May the Lord's peace be with you. May the Lord's peace be with you.